you can change them by your acts, then don't even worry about them. But if those consequences will affect you, you are responsible, even though someone else may volunteer to take the so-called responsibility completely off your shoulders and say, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. If you're still going to be affected by the consequences of his acts, then you better be right there next to him all the time he's taking care of this. What good does it do later to say, well, he made the decision, it was his idea, or he said he would take care of everything, when you're suffering from the bad consequences? You are the authority. Have I said that before? Well, if not, maybe I'll say it another 20 times this evening. Because if there's one thing I've wanted to get across in this course, it's the realization that no one but you can take responsibility for your life, because you're going to be the one that has to experience the consequences. There can't be anything authoritarian in this course, because I refuse to accept such authority. Someone said in one of the discussion periods that something I had said gave the ring of a new religion, because I was asking him to accept something on faith. Well, that is not so. If anything you have heard in this course up to this point sounds authoritarian to you in any way, you must have heard it out of context, meaning that you probably missed what came immediately before it or immediately afterward, which would not be hard to do, I grant you. Whatever of what I've said that you choose to accept, it can only be because you've searched your experience and what is self-evident to you in your present perception and found that it does match up with the truth as you see it. When you come right down to it, you can't really learn anything from me or from anyone else, but you can be stimulated in ways that will make it much easier for you to find the truth for yourself. You can receive suggestions that will shortcut the truth-seeking process. And, of course, this is the service that I'm offering. So I have asked you to construct a code of conduct for yourself. I have asked you to disregard temporarily the concepts of morality that have added meaning in your life and go to work on a fresh one, starting from zero. If you have done that, and tonight you can look back over it at the finished product and say, well, it is exactly what I started with, then I would think that you would probably be a lot firmer and a lot more directly convinced of the rightness of your code of conduct and able to act on it more decisively. But we're not through putting it on the block yet. It's going to be challenged a few more times before the night is over. I think that one of the worst things that you can do is to try to accept or adopt an oversimplified morality, meaning that you come to one simple statement and say, well, this sums up everything. This will make you extremely vulnerable in times of crisis. You assume that you have a moral standard to guide you under all circumstances, but then comes a crisis when it appears that your morality is at cross purposes with your own well-being, maybe even your own life. So you close your eyes and you plow through according to the moral imperative and you suffer from it. Or you give up your morality and act for your own happiness, regretting ever after that you had to go against your own principles. Well, as I tried to explain before, this can only come from an incomplete view of your own morality. It just isn't enough to say that morality is thou shalt not steal or morality is thou shalt not coerce. What do you mean by stealing? A lot of people have a lot of different definitions. No, and I didn't ask you what the guy who coined this phrase thou shalt not steal meant by stealing, because that isn't sufficient for your life. What do you mean by stealing? And once having found a dividing line, can you then visualize the difference in consequences between stealing and not stealing? Can you picture them in your mind? Not the exact specific consequences that would come from an exact specific act of stealing in some certain time and place, but in general the kind of consequences that would have to come from stealing and from not stealing according to the dividing line that you have created as the definition of stealing. And if you can't picture those consequences, the differences between them, then why in heaven's name is that a moral guide to follow? What value is it to you if you can't tell the consequences in advance? What do you mean by coercion? And can you identify the consequences from coercion and the consequences from non-coercion in your own mind? Can you see a definite difference? Or are you simply accepting a standard that would put you in standing with a particular crowd? Which, of course, is taking consequences into consideration, but very short-term consequences. What are you going to do when a real crisis hits? Would you coerce your child? Meaning, would you use physical force to interfere with his profit motive? Would you coerce someone who talked your 13-year-old child into doing something that you didn't like taking dope, for example? What would you do in that kind of circumstance? Would you coerce